This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ian Proven, who is a professor of biblical studies at Regent College in Vancouver, Canada. He's a specialist in the Old Testament. Ian, the critics of Christianity in recent times have had fun quoting from some of the more violent parts of the Old Testament, saying this material reflects ancient tribal practices. They're really barbaric. And they've got a lot to work with, haven't they? There's a heck of a lot of very violent material. But are they wrong to suggest that really because of that, you know, we've moved beyond that, we should just let it go?
Well, I mean, if they think we've moved beyond violence, they're not living in the world I'm living in. You know, I think violence has been a pretty intrinsic part of human existence right from the beginning. And anthropologists tell us that, you know, it was no different way back in the day than it is now. So I don't think we'll ever escape from violence. I think the problem maybe that people have more with the Old Testament is that it appears that maybe God is sanctioning violence and then things like ethnic cleansing and so on. So I think we do have to handle these questions carefully. I don't think they've always been handled well in the past. Where I would begin, though, with that is I would point out that the very reason we have these texts is because they were handed on to us by people who spent a lot of time telling you they thought God was good and loving and just and all those things. So whatever we do with this violent stuff, we have to recognize that for these people it was only part of a much larger picture.
When people make this criticism, the violence of the Old Testament, as you said, especially when it looks as though God is not just sanctioning, he's actually calling for this sort of stuff, the Amalekites and so on, where we see men, women, children and animals are told to be put to the sword, it jars, doesn't it, for someone who's used to hearing about the character of God reflected particularly in the person of Jesus, as someone who turns away from violence.
And we have a history behind us now, of course, of people using these texts to justify their own violence, which is not a happy set of associations. I do think it's important, though, to try to understand the Old Testament on its own terms, first of all, before we start launching into a critique. If you actually read these texts, you'll discover that the notion of violence is never actually divorced from the notion of justice. So, again, whatever you're going to do with it, you have to, I think, try and be fair to the literature in its own terms, first of all. It's certainly not arbitrary, random violence we're talking about here. It's very much a matter of the justice of God, which for these authors is an aspect simply of the goodness of God.
And it's for a specific time, a specific place, an event that isn't repeatable.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you look at something like the Exodus, that's an event the whole biblical tradition constantly looks back to, that kind of redemption out of oppression. If you look at something like the warfare in Canaan, for example, that's absolutely not regarded as repeatable. In fact, it's regarded as extremely unusual, and it's not somehow laying down principles of behavior for people in future times. And I think the biblical tradition is actually very clear on that point. But, you know, we're dealing with a biblical story that begins by telling you that God is good and that God's purpose in the world is to bless and to rescue and all these other things. So contextualizing is the big thing here. Dragging things out of context is really not going to help anyone.
And when you do contextualize them, you obviously think there are some satisfying answers to dealing with the material.
I do. I mean, I don't think the Bible's task is actually to help us to come up with the kind of answers we'd like on every topic. But it does seem to me that the judgment of God is simply an aspect of goodness. And I think we can see that even in our own world. I don't think we should regard it as good if we have a relaxed attitude towards oppression and violence, for example. And so the notion of there being somebody who brings accountability, who brings justice and so on, is a really important biblical idea.
Sometimes it strikes me that what's unique about this material is that this is a people telling its own history and showing themselves to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah, well, that's a very important point, because if you compare biblical literature with the literature of contemporary peoples round about, it is unique. And one of the ways in which it's unique is its human scale, its real humanity. You know, we're not dealing with heroes and gods here. We're dealing with ordinary people who are presented as being just like you and me. And they're not presenting themselves, as you say, in a very good light. It's interesting that almost every biblical character actually has a shadow side. Mm. And it's always struck me as one of the real indicators of authenticity, actually, that that's the case.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.